morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O'Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. Trill Belichick, a.k.a. Hurricane. But you can call me Slurricane. And today is Saturday, September 24th, 2022. It is about 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 3:15 a.m. Pacific time and about quarter after midnight in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org if you feel like you have a problem and need help. Okay? But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But gosh dang, last night we just... What the hell? One and two last night, guys. One and two. The two we lost. The two college football games. We're getting beat on weekday college football. Saturdays were fine most of the time. I mean, we had Syracuse minus -8. They were well ahead covering. Said F it. Only won 22-20. We had Nevada plus 24. They were well ahead covering. Did some monkey ass shit. And then there we go, lose that one. Okay? But the one we won, we had the Brewers over the Reds, 5-2. All right, we said Brewers minus -1. And they covered. But hell, we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. Now, I just got three college football games for us today. No baseball, nothing like that today. Just college football. But I'll tell you right now, we'll get back into that because I want to talk about something else first. Most importantly, happy birthday to my oldest. My oldest offspring. You can find her on Twitter at Glocky. Glocky. I don't know why the fuck she's calling herself that. She ain't hard. She ain't no gangster. Just like to talk a little shit. But yeah, happy birthday to her. She's 20. Starting next year, my kids will be old enough to be on the show and make some investments in sports. But right now, nah, I don't fuck around, all right? And also, this Ime Udoka situation in Boston is it's jacked up. The first thing you need to know that this thing is jacked up, Matt Barnes, who's supposed to be one of the hardest motherfuckers that ever lived. Oh, I'm supposed to be not cursing on here. I apologize. It's not that nobody's telling me not, well... Nobody's telling me not to. I just don't like to do it, you know. But then again, it's just kind of an informal, off-the-cuff type of thing. So I should be, and plus you got to be 21 to sports invest anyway. So it is what it is. But yeah, man. So pardon me if I curse any today because I'm really kind of heated. This thing's effed up. You know, because they don't want to tell, Boston don't want to say nothing. The only thing we know is that the other female, that the female involved, that was a staffer, was not punished. Obviously, why? Because they don't want her to recant her story and her suit for sexual harassment. Oh, I only said it was consensual under duress and blah, blah, blah. They're setting up to fire Ime. You know, the suspension is for a year, and they'll revisit it next June or July. Man, get the fuck out of here. Just let the brother go. Because you done already besmirched his name. He's a black man that took a sex claim. against him. He'll be lucky if he gets second assistant at a Division III school. From here on out, you know, I'm really heated about it. I got action. Don't get it twisted, guys. I got action. But yeah, this thing is perplexing. You know, involved with a white woman. So we got that kind of stuff. You know, black man, we got to learn, like, we got to leave that one alone. They'll come after you when it goes bad. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. See, what else happened in there? I mean, it's just so much. I mean, Matt Barnes, like I said, he's recanting his, not recanting, he rescinded a defense of Ime Udoka. Say, you know, some things went on that I can't condone. I'm going to say this. When anybody says something like that, some things that went on that I can't condone, that usually involves somebody got drugged or you're messing with minors. You know, right around that, you know, or somebody's kids that are not necessarily minors anymore, but young adults, you know, 19, 20 years old or something like that. Some real fuck shit, pardon the pun, but some real fuck shit's going on in there with that situation. And Boston owes us the whole story because you put it out there. You put it out there that it involved a consensual, inappropriate, consensual relationship. What was the, if it's consensual and that woman doesn't get punished by the team, something's not right. Something's amiss. Something's rotten in Denmark. But I digress. Let's get to the action, folks. I got three for you today. All college football. We're starting off at noon. I've got more detailed stats on the YouTube channel for you if you want more detailed stats on these games. On why and why I picked them. Okay, but we got Kansas. Okay, Kansas today. We're taking them. I don't have my. Trying to find that. I'm sorry. But yeah, we got Kansas on the show today. And I'm feeling Kansas all of a sudden. It's like, okay, they did the thing with Houston. They're 3-0. You know, they're 3-0. And this team, pardon me, guys, I forgot who they're playing. Oh, Duke. Here it is. They're playing Duke. Duke's 3-0 as well. You know, two new coaches after longtime coaches taking over the helm. And Duke is just one of those teams that they're going to be hit or miss. They're going to catch you on some games. And then, I mean, that's just who they are because Duke doesn't have the football prowess like that. And they never will. So I'm going to go ahead and take Kansas. I think that the spread is, whatever it is, 8.5, something like that. I brought it down to 6. That's like minus 130 something. But like I said, I'm feeling Kansas here at noon, okay? So at noon, you got Kansas minus 6 against Duke. Like I said, Kansas is one of those teams that are kind of growing on me because of what happened with Houston. And, you know, a new coach. And they seem to have a decent offense. So we're going to see today what happens. But I like them minus 6 against Duke. All right? Second game. I believe this is at 8 p.m. tonight. We've got the Oklahoma Sooners hosting Kansas State. Kansas State kind of let us down last week against Tulane. So we're going to see, was that an apparition, or is that just who they are? They're starting to be who they are because, from what I understand, one of their receivers is down, and they don't have a good passing game at all. They run the hell out of the ball, you know, right around 5 yards a carry, but they have no passing game. You're playing against Oklahoma. Oklahoma has NFL players on their team, offense and defense. You're going to have to play them. Okay? And I like Oklahoma to easily cover this game. I just don't think Kansas State, you know, I mean, they had Bill Snyder for all those years, but, you know, with the new coach, he's 2-1, but one of those wins is against, you know, somebody who ain't really that strong, FCS school. And, you know, Oklahoma's sixth in the country. So, you know, they're going to have be able to put points up on most teams, you know, if conditions are, you know, suitable. All right? So, we're going to take Oklahoma minus 13. That's normal odds. That's not a tweet. That's not a tease. That's normal odds, all right? And then the last one, okay, we're West Coasting, but we're going up to the Northwest Pacific. We've got the Trojans of Southern Cal marching up to holler at the Oregon State Beavers. Okay, Oregon State, 3-0, but one of those wins last week was against an FCS school. And they're playing the Trojans, who, like I told you, they're seventh ranked in the country, and I think they're back. Seventh ranked in the country, and I think they're back as a program. Lincoln Riley just left Oklahoma, going out there. You know, it's going to be tough sledding up in Oregon State. You know, all those Oregon States, all those other Pac-10 schools that don't fuck with USC, scared of them. You know, this is going to be their day. Everybody liquored up in the audience and going at them. But Lincoln Riley and those Trojans led by Caleb Williams and that air raid attack that Oregon State will not be able to stop because they don't have NFL players on their defense. Okay, they're giving up 4 yards a carry. USC doesn't run the ball much, but they'll be able to run it against these guys. And they will run it up against these guys. Okay? And that's why we're going to take USC minus 6 on the road. That's normal odds. USC minus 6 on the road for minus 110 odds, all right? So let's recap. At noon today, we've got Duke going to Kansas. We're taking Kansas minus 6, minus 134 odds, all right? 8 p.m., Kansas State, all times, 8 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Ralph Steen Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show, right? But we've got Kansas State at Oklahoma at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're taking Oklahoma, minus 13, minus 112 odds. And then the last one, we've got USC going to Oregon State. We're taking USC minus 6 for minus 10 odds, normal spread, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's game to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with NFL action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, it's at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame underscore Rothstein, FAME underscore Rothstein. Don't forget the backup page. You know, where we pay homage to Larry Merchant, the former HBO boxing commentator with the name at Betting Public, BettingPublic. You won't see any recent content on there. It's just in case something happens with my primary account. Okay? And don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments. But most importantly, share the content that you see on the following two YouTube pages. Okay, the first one, Betting Public Sports Show. That's us. There's a video up there to be up about 8 this morning. Okay? 8 a.m. Eastern. Okay, and then there's the game show that we're working on. Okay, we're kind of retuning it. It's coming out before Ohio starts sports betting in January. But it'll be out here soon. And that is BCDK underscore OH underscore gain. All right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action day. Let's be safe. Hey, let's have an EFP day. After that funky stuff yesterday, we're tired of Udoka's mess, Brett Favre stealing shit. Brett, give the bread back. Damn. Okay. Hey, let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. It's going to be an EFP day. All right, we're having an EFP day because we deserve it. Every fucking pick. So let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well and be safe. Peace.